In this bulletin, Prince Harry and his wife Meghan arrive in Sydney for their first official tour. Laws protecting gay students from discrimination at religious schools to be introduced to Parliament. And another gold for Australia at the Youth Olympics in Argentina. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Prince Harry and his wife Meghan have arrived in Sydney for their first overseas tour as a royal couple. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex have 76 engagements across 16 days in Australia, Fiji, Tonga and New Zealand. Here, the couple will also visit Dubbo, Melbourne and Queensland's Fraser Island. The tour, which will begin tomorrow, coincides with the Invictus Games. The sporting event gives sick and injured service personnel and veterans the opportunity to compete in sports such as wheelchair basketball and sitting volleyball. Education Minister Dan Tehan says he expects laws protecting homosexual students from being excluded by religious schools will be introduced to Parliament within days. It comes as a new Fairfax Ipsos poll shows 74% of all voters oppose giving religious schools the right to discriminate against gay teachers and students. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government will reject the advice of the Ruddock Review, which has recommended allowing religious schools to discriminate against students on the basis of their sexuality. Mr. Tehan says protecting LGBTIQ plus students from discrimination is a top priority, but he's told Sky News he wants to ensure protections for religious schools are not lost.
There needs to be consultation with various groups to make sure we get the balance right. When it comes to human rights, we have to make sure that you get the balance right, and some rights do compete against each other, and that's why these things need to be thought through.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten says religious schools should not be allowed to sack teachers because of their sexuality. In a statement, Mr. Shorten says he's supporting the coalition government's changes to discrimination laws to stop religious schools expelling gay students, but he wants them to also apply to teachers or school staff members. Labor MP Michelle Rowland has told Sky News a teacher's sexuality is irrelevant to their teaching ability.
It may be the case that in order to teach at a certain school, you either need to be ready to teach a certain religion or to ascribe to certain values. But where the crux comes is, well, at what point is a school looking at a teacher's personal life that has no regard to their ability to be a teacher? That is the question.
The Communications Minister has issued a statement in the Senate defending his role in the management turmoil at the ABC. Mitch Fifield has denied involvement in the axing of Managing Director Michelle Guthrie and the subsequent resignation of Chairman Justin Milne. Senator Fifield has also distanced himself from Mr. Milne's urging of Ms. Guthrie to sack two journalists because the government didn't like them.
Let me be clear. Prior to these media reports, I was not aware of the allegations of encounters between the former Managing Director and the former Chair in relation to staffing matters. But as indicated by a statement on 26 September and in a doorstop the following day, I have never in any way, shape or form sought to involve myself in staffing matters, nor am I aware of any current or former member of the government seeking to do so. I contacted the former chair on the afternoon of 26 September to advise that the secretary would be undertaking an inquiry to establish the facts.
Labor Senator Deborah O'Neill has described the statement as a whitewash.
And what we saw in Mitch Fifield's, Minister Fifield's response today is that he declared it's been a difficult few weeks. He tried to make out it's a difficult few weeks for the ABC, but the reality is it's been a very difficult few weeks for this minister, because what he's attempting this morning is to come in here and wipe the blood off his hands for all the damage that he's done to the ABC, cleaning up after the scene of the crime.
To sport now, and Canberra schoolgirl Keely Small has won gold on day 8 of the Youth Olympics in Argentina. 17-year-old flag bearer claimed a commanding victory in the 800-metre final to win Australia's fourth gold medal of the Games. The Games end on Thursday. We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Perth partly cloudy and 21 degrees today. Adelaide a shower or two with winds easing and 25. Melbourne windy, partly cloudy, 28. Hobart partly cloudy, 25. Canberra possible afternoon shower and 22. Wollongong, a few showers, 20. Sydney, similar conditions, 21. Newcastle, more showers, 21 degrees. Brisbane, a few showers and 23. Cairns, a possible shower, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two, a possible storm and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.